Must be the M.
That's what it is. It's the M. It's, yeah, yeah. Yep, okay. Next case, please.
It's easy to do.
How long?
You see how I did it?
I've done it twice now.
Our next case number this evening is, nope. Our next case number this evening is case number 12,224. Kevin and Pamela Wilson seek variances from the side yard setback for proposed structures. Sections 115.42, 115.181 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Laws Point Road, approximately 1,947 feet north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37028 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel ID is District 533, map 12.16 and parcel number 280.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for steps and a 1.6-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for HVAC equipment. Staff would note we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Mr. Fleming, please state your case and address the standards for us.
I'm here to present the case for Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. For their property on Laws Point Road. They are replacing an old single-wide home that's been there for many years with a new double-wide home, as many have in Swan Keys. The setback, now it wasn't mentioned the setback in the front yard and the rear yard, but I want to bring those into motion as well. I believe there's been some relaxing of the setbacks in Swan Keys quite a bit. So maybe this wasn't necessary. But I believe it used to be 20 foot from the road.
Right. Swan Keys has a 5-foot front yard setback, and now it has a 5-foot rear yard setback because it had a 10 foot and the rear yard's been reduced by 5 feet. So the only issues are the steps and the HVAC. Everything else complies with the setbacks based on the fact that it's a smaller lot.
And also with that, it's a 5-yard side yard setback.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The side yards have been reduced by 5 feet.
I'll just say this. It struck me when I looked at this as to if you shifted the home over, you wouldn't need a variance.
Yeah, he could put it over to 5 feet. Right. He wouldn't need it.
Yeah, you've got 1.7 feet. He has 1.7 feet to play with on the side.
Or you can put the AC in the front.
Wouldn't the neighbors prefer the house to be centered instead of the stairs?
Then you wouldn't need it.
I mean, they might, Mr. Mears. I'm just bringing that up. When I first looked at this survey, that was my initial thought.
If I was lot 52, I'd prefer to see the house centered on the lot
instead of
pushing it over on him just to accommodate the stair.
And I think we've seen in the past in Swan Keys, they always pushed the house over to one side to accommodate parking on the other side.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
And by doing that, you know, then it's the HVAC and steps are closer to the neighbor on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah, I think there's, I wasn't aware that it was quite that large of a relaxing of the variances there. So good. But I think the customer prefers to have the home centered on the lot, allowing equal space on both sides for this particular product that they're buying. The uniqueness of the property, as you can see, is a narrow lot. It's a very, very minimal square footage on the lot. It's about 10,000 square feet. It could otherwise be developed, but the customers have picked out a certain home that suits their lifestyle needs for their family and future needs. Of course, the older home is well outgrown. It wasn't created by the applicant. They purchased the lot as it was with said setbacks, which have now been greatly reduced. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood. It fits right in and actually will enhance the neighborhood by far. And it is incredibly a lot of minimum variance at this point, so we're looking at an AC unit pretty much, it looks like, in steps.
Well, if it can otherwise be developed, then it can't, doesn't meet the standards, so you're not, you've not convinced us. You've not convinced me, anyway.
Well, this particular house, the entrance for the covered porch area is on the side of the home, so it would be, the steps would be on that particular side. And the AC unit, well, it certainly is right there by the furnace area, and the front of the home towards the road would not be desired by the customer or conducive as far as line set and cost.
I think what Ms. McGee is saying is that your maximum request of a variance is 1.6 feet, and on the opposing side you have 1.7 feet available. So.
And the reason why the setbacks were changed was because County Council took into consideration the small lots in these developments. So they adapted to the size of the lots and made the side yard setbacks 5 feet, and you can fix, you can accommodate that.
Which comes to Mr. Mears's argument that it would no longer be centered if that were the case.
But as per the new setbacks, that's the rules.
Yeah, and it doesn't say it has to be centered.
Right.
Yeah. The new setback is 5 feet.
Yep. Is there other houses in there in the center? Or no, pushed it aside.
When was this adopted?
March 27th of this year.
Correct.
Of this year, thereabouts.
Correct. Yeah. Of this year.
The what that ordinance did was, if you had a lot that was an undersized lot,
right,
it reduced the side yard setbacks and the rear yard and front yard setbacks by 5 feet
to accommodate.
Yeah. Now the front yard in this one was not reduced,
right,
because it was already five feet.
Feet.
And the rule was you can't make it zero.
Right.
So that one stayed the same, but the others, because this lot is, mm-hmm, you know, 4,000 square, under 4,000 square feet, it looks like, and it's a small lot, it fits, mm-hmm, under that classification.
Mm-hmm.
But it was designed for that specific reason, so that you all would not see as many from this type, from this community being one of them, where you may recall we were probably seeing one of these a meeting, if not more.
Yep, we were, and we haven't seen any in a while.
And I was kind of surprised to see this tonight.
Are there any other houses in the center of the lots?
Plenty, yes.
Plenty in there?
Well, yes. We don't have documentation,
right,
yet.
Yeah.
Most of the ones that we've put into Swan Keys were center of the lot. That was always the preferred placement of the home.
And
them equal space on either side.
And there are 50-foot lots in Swan Keys.
There, right, is, 50, yeah, in the 40s, yes.
And that was prior to the setback change, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't approved any since the ordinance, right, changed.
I think there have been one or two, and that was because something encroached into the side yard setback. I can't say if it was actually in Swan Keys, but we've,
right,
had a few that,
right,
you know, they couldn't meet, like the steps or something could not meet the 5 feet.
Couldn't,
so they, it, it. But the number has been significantly reduced.
Yep.
In this instance, it would be off center by 1 point. Like less than a foot and a half.
Right. If we were to put the steps on the front porch going towards the bulkhead, then that would encroach into the setback, would it not?
Correct. Yeah. If you turned the steps and they were facing the rear, they, yes, would be encroaching.
So,
but if you shifted
we
the house
have
over.
You could turn them. It's 8.4 feet and you're 5 feet from the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you could turn them sideways and you would not be encroaching.
Yeah, you could turn them as they are against the porch.
Yeah.
You could do pyramid steps, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
3.1.
Yeah, there's about 3 feet to play with in the rear.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave a lot. I mean, but.
Well, I think the bottom line is you could have what you have now. You just would shift it over
a foot and a half.
HBAC.
Be moved to the other, the front.
Yeah.
I don't think you notice a foot and a half either. I don't think you notice a foot and a half.
I agree.
No.
I do.
I'm not convinced.
So you're saying if we push the house?
You can put this.
Towards lot 52.
Proposed.
One and 1.6 or 7 feet, it would fit.
And then do pyramid steps on the.
You wouldn't even need that?
No, all you have to do is literally shift everything, 1.5 feet, and everything will comply with setbacks.
If you move that house.
Oh, even the steps on the side?
The steps on the side would then be three, you add 1.5 to 3.6, you're at 5 feet. You just have to place it incredibly well.
Yeah, if he said it right at 5.
This application, did you go get the application?
Sent a staff member.
It's a shame that you're here.
Yeah, I see that.
I think we're throwing a lot at you and sort of blindsided you, asking you for, to make decisions of moving a house without your customer here and coming to this hearing tonight without knowing the setbacks were 5 feet.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain. Staff actually helped the applicant and explained to the staff member who worked on this application that they could play with it. And I think they were just trying to fill it out, trying to submit the application.
Again, the desire of the customer.
It was to have it centered. So they were here on behalf of the customer's request.
But if that, of course, is not acceptable to the board, then they're willing to work with the board, of course. So, I mean, their desire is to put it in the center of the lot, as seen. If that's possible, we would prefer that. If it's not, then we'll make adjustments, and I'm sure the Wilsons will be, you know, satisfied.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Had there been any discussions with neighbors about this?
Well, no, other than the mail-out that goes out, no. I mean, it's not an abnormal situation. I mean, replacing a home there is usually an upgrade.
And I presume this house looks like it might be slightly elevated, just looking at the steps. I'm presuming to get it out of the flood plain?
Correct.
All right, is there parking underneath the house?
No.
Okay. And there's sufficient room in the front yard to park the vehicles?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further question.
If there's no other questions.
I have one.
Go ahead.
Ms. McGee, which item on the list of 5 were you not convinced of?
Necessary or reasonable?
It is, cannot otherwise be developed, it can be.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Yes.
Chairman, we're not addressing the HBAC, are we? Oh, if he moves it.
If he moves it, then everything will fit.
Mr. Mears, what I might suggest then, I mean, you all can vote on this how you wish, but you do have options. You do have two different variances really being sought, one for the steps, one for the HVAC. And if you believe that the applicant has proven that, you know, they can't develop it in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code, perhaps as to the steps, but they could as to the HVAC, you could make a finding, you know, affirmed in part, or approved in part, denied in part. We've done that before. But I think the one thing to look at is whether it's really the minimum to afford relief as well. And that's the other part of it. I know that oftentimes that standard comes into play with the, can it otherwise be developed? I mean, they're very similar standards, so.
Thank you. I agree with Ms. McGee, and the applicant said his client is willing to make changes if necessary. And I agree with Ms. McGee, might not have, should have been here tonight.
They could have had their house already there.
No, I don't think so.
Let's do it now.
They're not, they haven't tore it down or anything yet, I mean.
So.
I'm entertaining a motion.
I make a motion that we deny the application requesting a side yard variance because it can be built in accordance with our zoning code.
Second.
And by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye, the reason has been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reason.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case has been denied.
Okay.
Thank you.